There are so many people in the world right now striving for body transformations, who want to be in the best shape they've ever been in, who wants to drop that 5, 10, 15, or 20 kilos, if not more. And there are a small percentage who are doing it, and there is a much larger portion of them who are not. You may find yourself in that small percentage, which is amazing, or you may find yourself in that large portion. And unfortunately, many of us will find ourselves in the large portion of those not quite achieving what we want to achieve. We see our friends get in shape for their holiday, but we don't understand why we aren't able to. We saw them sign up for the coaching program and start going to the gym, and it worked really well. So we thought, well, if they can do it, then I can too. And this is where I need to burst the bubble. Technically, that line makes total sense. If they did it and on the outside looking in, both of you have very similar lifestyles, physiques, etc., you should, in theory, be able to. But in reality, it's not always the case. And there is one big reason for this. You likely saw your friend, family member, colleague looking fairly overweight or out of shape before, and then you saw them on the other side looking so, so much better, looking healthier, and being in a much better position. And you probably thought to yourself, well, I want a bit of that. But you had an idea of the fact that they went to the gym, but you didn't know that they were going 4 times a week consistently and they were giving as close to 100% as they could every single time. You had an idea that they were eating healthy, but you didn't see them stick to their plan even on their most stressful and difficult days or when they were on holiday. You knew that they needed to hydrate and sleep well, but you didn't see them transform their evening and morning routine to do all of these things. And you also underestimated how it feels to do that for 12 weeks, 16 weeks, 6 months, or even longer. This is one of the biggest challenges I see so many people go through. They have the expectations of achieving a 9 out of 10 result or more, yet their efforts are around a 5, 6, or even a 7 out of 10. And I have to be 100% honest here. I've never seen anyone achieve a 9 plus out of 10 result putting in mediocre efforts. It just doesn't happen. There might be one complete outlier who does it, but for the vast majority of us, it just doesn't happen. And if you're listening to this episode today, be honest with yourself. Where are your efforts on a scale of 1 to 10? If you're being truly honest with yourself, do they really deserve that amazing result that you're after? And if your efforts are high and they do deserve that result, do you think you've put in enough time in order to achieve it? Depending on your result, it could take months. It could even take years. It's so important that we ask these questions to ourselves. And with this awareness, we then reshape our expectations based on our reality. If hearing this today makes you realize that you haven't been putting in the required work and now you're going to raise your game, incredible. And here's a side note and an important caveat for those of you in this position too. It takes a lot of energy to go from doing zero to doing 70% of what you need to do. However, you don't get a lot results at 70 or even 75% effort. So it feels like a ton of work and a lot of time invested, but you're probably thinking, well, where's the reward? And that's why I always push for the extra 15 to 20%, because going from 70 to 90% takes far less effort than it does to go from 0 to 70, but you get way, way better results. So if you're going to go for it, really, really go for it. And for those of you thinking, well, Elliot, I just don't have it in me right now to push further forward, or I don't want to. I want to continue socializing the way I do. I don't want any of these big changes in my lifestyle right at this given moment. That is absolutely fine. I would just encourage you first to reflect on whether you'd be willing to commit, say, 3 to 4 months or so, and then create a lifestyle based on what you'd like thereafter, as a dedicated few months can really change the course of your results in your life. But if you've had that reflection and it simply isn't the time, that is 100% fine. But the key here is that you need to change your expectations. You might be able to get your result in 4 to 5 months if you gave it your all, but the reality is that it may take you a year or longer at the more relaxed pace that you're going at. You can't continue to have these lofty goals but not do anything lofty in order to achieve them. You're just going to end up being disappointed, to be honest. You're better off accepting what you can achieve at this level of work rate and then checking in with yourself every so often to see if you want to change this or if you're happy with the results that you're getting. But what you don't want to do is blame your genetics, your circumstances, your family, or say things like the gym and eating healthy doesn't work for you, because it's nothing to do with any of those things. It is everything to do with you and your choices. I've had conversations with so many people where they've been on either side of this. Either it's the tough conversation that they need to have and it's forced them to step up their game and they've really then got the results they were after, or it's allowed them to be okay with the results that they were achieving based on the effort levels that they were putting putting in. This reflection can actually be super liberating if you're willing to be honest with yourself. So ask yourself those questions. Where are your efforts on a scale of 1 to 10? Number two, if you're being truly honest with yourself, do those efforts deserve the amazing result that you're after? And finally, if your efforts are high and they do deserve that result, do you think you've been doing it for a long enough time to get that result? From there, take your learnings, apply whatever actions are necessary, reshape your expectations, and you should be good to go. And you will feel a lot more content with everything you're putting in and the reflection of the results that you're then receiving. So team, I really hope this helps. Take care, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon.
And that was the Simply Fit podcast. I hope you gained a huge amount of value from today's episode. I feel inspired to improve your health and well-being. Be sure to search for Simply Fit in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast from. And go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Also, if you like the episode, please don't forget to give it a 5-star rating. I'd love to hear your feedback or any questions you have. So reach out to me on social media. You'll find me on Facebook and Instagram at Elliot Hassoun. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you all on the next one.